Barrick Gold is the world's biggest gold mining company. We are fighting them because they claim to be socially responsible, and which is a lie. Barrick Gold is destroying communities all over the world through open pit gold mining, which destroys all the water in a particular area, and they're also causing human rights violations. For example, in Papua New Guinea, what they've done is in the something called the Inga province in Papua New Guinea, they've done a huge gold mine called the Porgera mine. And the Porgera mine is done right on the edge of a small town of local villagers and farmers. And Barrick Gold is responsible, in our view, for killing about 60 villagers. The villagers were shot by the security guards hired by Barrick Gold because Barrick said they were trespassing on their land. What in fact the people were doing is they were trying to pick up some of the waste ore to sell it that had been produced by the mine, and the security guards shot them. But this was land that they had previously been farming, and in their view, they've always been there. They're indigenous people. Barrick Gold, some of the security guards also raped some of the women near the Porgera mine, and they've utterly destroyed the whole town through the mine tailings and the mine runoff. It's called acid mine leakage, which is full of arsenic and lead, and if you drink it, you would die or get seriously ill. But this isn't contaminated the whole area, and it's got into all the food. They're all farmers. So it's a very terrible situation. And that's just one mine. And Barrick operates dozens of mines all over the world, in Guatemala, in Honduras, in Australia, in Canada, in the U.S., all over the world. And most of the mines are near people, indigenous communities. They're the ones that suffer the most. So we've met quite a few of these people. The most infamous mine right now is called the Pascua Lama mine in Chile, which is in the Argentina-Chile border. This would endanger the water for 100,000 people who live in that area, and it's a drought-filled area. So many groups around there are against it, and many people in Santiago, Chile, big movements against it. And they're destroying, Barrick is destroying two glaciers there. Another case in Tanzania, we were involved in, there was something called the Bulyanhulu massacre. That's the one that the Eco Society is being sued over, because they said that Barrick was involved in that. The fact is that Placer Dome was the mine that caused that moved the people, 400,000 people, and buried 52 of them alive to make way for a gold mine. Barrick bought the mine a few years ago. Under corporate law, they inherited all the responsibilities that go with that mine, and they have Barrick is directly responsible for jailing, persecuting, and killing people in Tanzania to protect that mine, because the miners and the local people are so opposed to it. In fact, they've done terrible human rights abuses in Tanzania, and Barrick Gold is directly responsible for that. But they are claiming that they're not, and that's why they're suing that publisher. So we were recently at Indigo's bookstore, where Peter Monk, who's the CEO of Barrick Gold, or the former CEO, he's the founder, he was at the bookstore selling his daughter's book that was based on one of his companies. And it was mostly friends and families there, but we went in there, and at the question and answer period, we announced that what he's doing in Tanzania and Papua New Guinea, and that he's murdering people. As a result of that, we were escorted out by security, but some people from Toronto Life and now Toronto Star and National Post have wrote an article about our protest. So we're happy to see some attention to it, although the National Post and the Toronto Star were kind of painted us in a bad light and said we were troublemakers and attention seekers and so forth. But we really just got up and stated this because that he was a murderer, because he is, and it's outrageous that he's killing people all around the world, or his company's killing people, and then for him to stand up and say that he's you know, he's a good man, or he's a philanthropist and a good Canadian patriot and all this stuff. He's really a murderer, you know, and that somebody should tell it like it is. So, and more people need to expose Barrick Gold as an evil corporation that it is. And because they are the biggest one in the world, biggest gold mining corporation, and they're the one that claims that they claim to be good corporate citizens. They claim to practice something called corporate social responsibility, which is where they build a small hospital or a school for the villagers that they're when they destroy their land, and. You know, so on one hand, they kill people and destroy the land. On the other hand, they build a school. So, I don't know, I'd rather have the land in my life than the school. You know, so it's a lie what they're doing. They do it for their investors. If you go on their website, you see all these lies about all the good things they've done, that they're giving prosperity to these villagers, but in fact, they're killing them. So, this has to be exposed, and really, the Canadian mining industry is getting away with murder, literally, because politicians in Ottawa are allowing this to happen, and also in Queen's Park in Toronto, they're allowing it to happen because those politicians are paid by the mining company. They're corrupt, and so these mining companies are corrupting people overseas in Chile, in Papua New Guinea, in Tanzania, and they're corrupting local politicians, the politicians that you might have voted for and that claim that they're representing your interests. So and the media is also part of this, except for the indie media, like you guys. The mass media here in Canada never reports any of this, ever. And that's why we were lucky to get some exposure because of our protest at Indigo's. But we had to go to extreme measures to get that. And it's outrageous that when a publisher actually prints the truth, that they get sued by Barrick Gold. And that's partly the reason why the media doesn't print anything about them, because they threaten to sue everybody who says anything, who tells the truth. So this Barrick Gold has to be opposed. And I urge listeners to go to this website, protestbarrick.net. And protestbarrick.net, and that website has all the information that you can need on Barrick Gold. And you know, next May 6th is when the annual general meeting is. We're going to be here in Toronto with the protesters again. They're going to come from all over the world, so we urge you to join that protest on May 6th next in 2009, and they're also coming to Montreal. We urge you to see them there.